This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia says it's pulling back more troops and weapons. That's another gesture apparently aimed at easing the fears that it is planning to invade Ukraine. It comes even as the U.S. says the threat of an attack remains. Russia has massed about 150,000 troops north and south of Ukraine. That sparked Western concerns that it was planning an assault. There have been no indications of a significant withdrawal of those forces, but this week has been seen a handful of gestures from Moscow that offered hope that Europe might not avoid war. The Russian Defense Ministry released a video Wednesday showing a trainload of armored vehicles moving across a bridge away from Crimea. Russia denies it is planning to invade Ukraine. U.S. intelligence officials on Tuesday accused a conservative financial news website with a significant American readership of amplifying Kremlin propaganda. An alleged five media outlets targeting Ukrainians have taken direction from Russia's spies. The official said that Zero Hedge, which has 1.2 million Twitter followers, published articles created by Moscow-controlled media that were then shared by outlets and people unaware of their nexus to Russian intelligence. The officials did not say whether they thought that Zero Hedge knew of any links to spy agencies, and that did not allege direct links between the website and Russia. Zero Hedge has denied the claims and said it tries to publish a wide spectrum of views that cover both sides of a given story. This is VOA News. North Korea celebrated the 80th birthday of late leader Kim Jong-il, who with a concert, fireworks, and a rare outdoor university ceremony near its border with China, according to state media. As the country pushes for greater internal unity amid pandemic-related hardships, Kim's son and current leader Kim Jong-un attended a state ceremony on Tuesday on the eve of his father's birthday. That's according to the official Korean Central News Agency. When Kim Jong-un appeared, all the participants burst into storming cheers, hurrah, upon him before he paid tribute to the statue of his father. The event showed participants' firm resolve to rally behind Kim Jong-un and achieve prosperity with self-reliance, according to KCNA. Similar ceremonies were held across North Korea to mark the birthday. The U.S. House Committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection has subpoenaed six more people, including former Trump campaign members and state lawmakers. The panel is further expanding its review into efforts to falsely declare Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 election in several swing states. It is seeking testimony and records from individuals who the panel says had knowledge of or participated in efforts to send false alternate electors from seven of the states President Joe Biden rightfully won. Subpoena include Michael Roman and Gary Michael Brown, who served as directors for Trump's 2020 campaign. Police arrested the former Honduras president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, at his home on Tuesday, following requests by the United States government for his extradition on drug trafficking and weapons charges. The arrest came less than 3 weeks after Hernandez left office and followed years of allegations by U.S. prosecutors of his alleged links to drug traffickers. Hernandez exited his home flanked by police, shackled at the wrists and ankles, and wearing bulletproof jacket. He got into a police vehicle and was driven away. A police helicopter waiting nearby took flight and appeared to be escorting the caravan. The Supreme Court of Justice had designated a judge Tuesday morning to handle the case. And hours later, the judge signaled and signed an order for Hernandez's arrest. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.